I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Remind yourself who is in charge. There's that cliched bit of advice, do one thing every day that scares you. The Stoics might say, do one thing each day that you'd rather not do. Seneca regularly took cold plunges and intermittently fasted. When Marcus Aurelius discovered philosophy, he made a habit of sleeping on the ground. Cato made his walks around Rome barefoot in the warmer months and bareheaded in the colder months. Epictetus exercised and lifted weights. The body should be treated rigorously, Seneca wrote, so that it may not be disobedient to the mind. How can you expect yourself to step out of your comfort zone when the stakes are high if you aren't regularly doing it when the stakes are low? We must test ourselves daily. We must make courage a habit. We must remind ourselves who is in charge. You, not the pull to be comfortable. You, not the desire for everyone to like you. You, not the need to sound smart and all-knowing. If you don't want to fail yourself in the big moments, the best thing you can do is practice in the little ones. We can crank the knob in the shower to cold. We can volunteer to address the rowdy audience. We can put on the silly costume to please our kids and not care what anyone thinks. We can admit that we don't know something, the risk of eye rolls and condescension. We can agree to try what we have never tried before. And then, when it counts, we'll know what to do. The brave thing, the right thing, the thing we'd rather not do, but know we have to do. There's a chapter in Courage is Calling about John McCain, who's sort of this habit of being the maverick, of taking the unpopular political stance. And sort of final act of his political career was precisely that. And he trained for it, and he worked for it. And he, I would imagine, a little bit of Stockdale rubbed off on him there in the Hanoi Hilton, and therefore indirectly some stoicism. But I think the idea of courage, the idea of doing something that scares you, is that you build it up as a resource, as a muscle, so that you can act on it when it really, really counts. That's what the book is about. I hope you check it out and get signed copies in the Daily Stoic store at store.dailystoic.com. And of course, you can grab the audiobook, the ebook, Kindle, iBooks, Audible, whatever. Support your local independent bookstore. We have copies here at my bookstore, The Painted Porch, as well. But I'd love for you to support the new book. Check it out. Appreciate the support, everyone. Be well. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible
interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.